So Ross, Sunday, County Cup fixture against Knoll. How much are you looking forward to trying to progress in that competition?
Yeah, no, it's another chance for us to again build with momentum. It's going to be a really tough game, and I think after we played Stourbridge, you know, these are no-win kind of games for ourselves, because if you beat them, you should beat them. If you don't beat them, it's like, well, what's going on there? So it's a good opportunity for us. We've not had a game for 2 weeks or 3 weeks now, so we just need to go there, be as professional as we can and try and get through. It's a competition I want us to do well in. I'd love us to get to a final. I'd love us to win the competition, of course, I would, but under no illusion that, you know, this is going to be a walkover. Knoll, you know, they've had a couple of games in the period where we've not. We watched them on Sunday. So again, we've got to just go about our work and make sure that we're ready and good to go.
And not having a game in the past couple of weeks, has that perhaps given you a chance to train a bit more and have a look at the ladies?
The way it's fell with the weather and obviously at Christmas time, we've actually given them a couple of extra days off, if I'm being brutally honest, purely and simply because we know going into January it's going to be a real heavy month. I think we've got four games in 3 weeks or something like that. So it's about building them slowly and preparing them properly. So like I said, this time of the year, girls have got the opportunity to spend time with the family, and for me that's massively important. So we know come 1 o'clock on Sunday, or you know, from the 1st of January, we know what our target is moving forward. So,
and then just looking ahead to that hectic fixture period that you mentioned in January, how do you go about preparing for that?
One game at a time. So I'm not really looking at that. I don't want it to sound like a cliche, but I'm not looking at that until after the Knoll game. You know, our focus has got to be, can we go and make it, you know, three games unbeaten? As you mentioned, it's a cup competition, so we want to get through to the next round. I think if we win Sunday, that puts us into the quarter final. So, you know, you're only two games away from a cup final, which again would be great for the football club and for the girls. But no, I'm not. In terms of moving forward in January, I want everybody to just get through Sunday first. I want us to have a good Christmas. We'll have probably four or five training sessions before our next game. So again, we know we've got to be prepared for when we play Burton, but I'm not even thinking about that until we've played the Knoll game, to be honest.
And you're pleased with preparations ahead of the game as well, with the side you've got to pick from?
Yeah, it's a good opportunity. We don't have the biggest of squads. It's also an opportunity. We're bringing two of the youngsters up from the under-18s who have done really well. So again, you know, we'll go there with 15, 16 players. The beauty of this County Cup competition is you can name five subs and you can play five subs. So for us, it's just a case of going over there. And like I said, we certainly aren't taking Knoll for granted. I won't be using it as an opportunity to field a weakened side or anything like that. You know, we will be going from the first minute full strength. And like you said, we know that we've got a bench that can come on and hopefully get us through the game if needed.